Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump said federal regulators should consider revoking broadcast licenses for networks that, quote, give me only bad publicity. ABC suspended late-night host Jimmy Kimmel following his comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Critics fear the administration is threatening free speech protections. During a news conference, Trump says he wants the U.S. to reclaim Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.
We're trying to get it back, by the way. Okay, that could be a little breaking news. We're trying to get it back. Because they need things from us. We want that base back. But one of the reasons we want the base is, as you know, it's an hour away from where China makes its nuclear weapons.
AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the Taliban has released a British couple held in Afghanistan for more than 7 months on undisclosed charges.
After their release, footage shows Peter and Barbie Reynolds on the airport tarmac, Barbie saying, "All is good," as they say in Afghanistan. Then they get on a plane. Qatar, an energy-rich nation on the Arabian Peninsula that mediated talks between the US and the Taliban before the American withdrawal, helped in releasing the Reynoldses. The Reynoldses had lived in Afghanistan for 18 years and run an education and training organization in the country's central province of Bamiyan, choosing to remain in the country after the Taliban seized power. The case of Peter and Barbie Reynolds, aged 80 and 75, underlines the concerns of the West over the actions of the Taliban since they overthrew the country's U.S.-backed government in a 2021 lightning offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg rallied Indiana Democrats against redistricting. The White House is pressuring Republican-led states to redraw congressional districts and help GOP candidates next year. This is AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a contest involving some brawny Bruins.
Now is the time to vote to select Alaska's fattest bear. The contest is meant to showcase the resiliency of brown bears, which pack on the pounds each fall to survive the harsh winter at remote Katmai National Park and Preserve.
Bears need to get fat to survive, so I thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun to get people to decide who they thought was the fattest and most successful bear of the year.
Mike Fitz with Explore.com says there are 12 bears in the single elimination bracket style tournament. This isn't about their weight.
So it's more about thinking about the success of the bears over the year.
Male bears weigh as much as 1,400 pounds. Females are about half to two-thirds the size of adult males. A mama bear, Grazer, is the two-time defending Fat Bear Week champion. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee is recommending the MMRB combination shot not be given before age 4, and that children instead get separate shots to protect against chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella. Discussion focused largely on rare cases of seizures.
Very frightening.
But Dr. Cody Meisner says,
a febrile seizure is not associated with any sort of impaired performance or neurocognitive development.
The committee's also considering delaying hepatitis B shots for newborns until they're 1 month old. But Dr. Robert Malone asks why.
When there isn't an obvious safety signal.
And Meisner adds,
we will be creating new doubts in the mind of the public that are not justified.
The question is if there is evidence of no harm.
Panel member Retsef Levy.
When we are about to give an intervention to a baby.
A vote on the matter is expected Friday. I'm Ben Thomas.
As a federal law enforcement surge continues, Washington, D.C. leaders defended crime-fighting efforts to Congress. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says Washington was a city under siege.
Additional law enforcement resources has been good.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer berated Mayor Muriel Bowser and other city officials.
These high crime rates are largely driven by historically high rates of juvenile crime, which were enabled by ultra-progressive, soft-on-crime policies enacted by the D.C. Council and supported by the D.C. Attorney General.
President Trump has touted the law enforcement surge as a resounding success in driving down the city's crime rate, an assertion Mayor Bowser has supported.
Any crime is too much crime, Mr. Crane, but we're trending in the right direction. Sorry.
But data shows crime was already falling before the federal intervention. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Senate has confirmed 48 of President Donald Trump's nominees. Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that have been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations en bloc are confirmed.
Frustrated by the stalling tactics, Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level, non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. The rules do not apply to judicial nominations or high-level cabinet posts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has ended a historic state visit to the United Kingdom. It was his second state visit, full of pomp and pageantry.
Melania and I are tremendously thankful for the wonderful hospitality.
Yesterday at Windsor Castle and today at a 16th century manor house northwest of London.
We will always be friends.
Between King Charles and Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the charm offensive seemed to work, though the visit largely sidestepped major public disagreements over trade, immigration, and other issues, like Britain's impending move to recognize a Palestinian state. Even that was civil.
I have a disagreement with the Prime Minister on that score.
The one big hiccup? As the Trumps flew toward London, Marine One had what the White House calls a minor hydraulic issue. It landed at a local airfield, and the President and First Lady boarded a support chopper. In the United Kingdom, President Trump has claimed an economic boom in the U.S., despite key indicators suggesting otherwise. Standing alongside Britain's leader,
jobs are at a record,
which is largely a function of population growth, not anything his administration's done. Average monthly jobs gains have slowed since the president took office, and just yesterday,
both supply and demand have come down quite sharply.
Chairman Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve lowered their key interest rate for the first time this year amid job growth nearly stalling. The president's also claiming record investments.
We have more than $17 trillion.
Which appears to be an exaggeration. If accurate, that would be more than half America's gross domestic product. The White House has not been able to verify the president's previous investment claims. He was also asked about Peter Mandelson, whom the UK fired as U.S. ambassador over ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know him, actually.
But photos show Mandelson literally standing next to the president in the Oval Office 4 months ago. Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show suspension is the latest display of President Trump's growing power over the media landscape. The president's forced settlements, litigation, and programming changes over content he does not like. In this case, ABC moved fast after two affiliate groups said they'd pull Kimmel's show over his suggestions Charlie Kirk's suspected killer may have been a pro-Trump Republican. The president's FCC chairman had warned the network and affiliates could face consequences if Kimmel was not punished. Asked what the suspension says about free speech,
Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not.
That was in the UK. While at home, former President Obama said the Trump administration's taking cancel culture to a new and dangerous level. Kimmel was asked a month ago if he felt under attack for criticizing the president.
People love to laugh, and that's never going to change, and there's nothing anybody is ever going to be able to do about that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Authorities in Washington state believe they've found the remains of Travis Decker, a former soldier wanted in the deaths of his three young daughters. Police have been searching for Decker since June 2nd, when a sheriff's deputy found Decker's truck and the bodies of 9-year-old Peyton, 8-year-old Evelyn, and 5-year-old Olivia Decker at a campground outside Leavenworth, Washington. They had died of suffocation. 3 days earlier, Decker failed to return his daughters to their mother's home. Last September, the children's mother wrote in a petition to modify a parenting plan that their father's mental health issues had worsened and that he had become increasingly unstable. Authorities say they found what they believed to be Travis Decker's body in the mountains and that they'll follow up with DNA analysis. I'm Donna Warder.
In an area with rolling tranquil farmland near York, Pennsylvania, officers were on the scene Wednesday to follow up on a domestic-related investigation that had begun the previous day. Then shots rang out. Three police officers were fatally shot. Two other officers were wounded. The shooter was killed by police. York resident Brian Rice says they are stunned.
I grew up in this area, and it's... it's strange walking down this road now and seeing all these cars and knowing what happened here.
Brian and his wife Rose says the area is normally very peaceful.
It's just a shame. I don't know how to react to a situation like this because we were never involved in a situation like
this.
It's rare
that this happens around here.
It was one of the deadliest days for Pennsylvania police this century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Wall Street rolled to more records, led by a rally in technology stocks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 124 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. NVIDIA rose sharply after announcing a partnership with Intel. NVIDIA said it would invest $5 billion in its fellow semiconductor company and develop new products with it. Intel, which has been struggling recently, soared to its best day since 1987. Stocks of smaller companies rose more than the rest of the market. The Russell 2000 index jumped 2.5%, beating the all-time high it set in 2021. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Josh Allen threw three touchdowns, including a tie-breaking 15-yard pass to Khalil Shakir with 7:17 remaining as the 3-0 Bills defeated the Dolphins 31-21 on Thursday Night Football.
It's a close unit that's, you know, gelling together really well right now, and I got to keep finding ways to win football games.
MLB, three-time Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw will retire at the end of this season, the Los Angeles Dodgers announced Thursday. The 37-year-old left-hander who got his 3,000th strikeout in July will make his final regular season start at Dodger Stadium on Friday night against the San Francisco Giants.
I told my teammates, you know, just, you know, individual awards are great, but if you don't have anybody to celebrate with, it's just, it doesn't matter.
The 11-time All-Star and 2014 NL MVP is in his 18th Major League season, all with the Dodgers, which ties him with Zach Wheat and Bill Russell for the most years in franchise franchise history. Kershaw won World Series championships in 2020 and 2024. WNBA playoffs, Aliyah Boston made the go-ahead basket with 7.4 seconds left, and the Fever beat the Dream 87-85 to advance to the semifinals. And NHL, LA Kings captain Anze Kopitar says he will retire after his upcoming 20th season.
The doctor said, no, you were very close to be dead, right? You were very lucky to be alive.
Bjorn Borg starts his new memoir, Heartbeats, with a story about being rushed to a Dutch hospital in the 1990s after overdosing on alcohol and drugs.
This decision, stupid decision, to be involved with this kind of thing, so really destroys you.
He said in a recent video interview with the Associated Press that he quit tennis at age 25 because he realized he no longer cared whether he won or lost. The 69-year-old Bjorg's 292-page book will be released in the United States on September 23rd. The Swedish tennis great and 11-time Grand Slam champion closes the memoir by revealing that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Lionel Messi and Inter Miami are reviewing the final details of a contract extension to keep him with the club until at least 2026, a person with knowledge of the matter tells the Associated Press. Talks have been ongoing for months, but neither Messi nor the team has revealed details. Reports say the deal is close to being finalized. The 38-year-old Messi has scored 20 goals and provided 11 assists this season. He joined Inter Miami in July 2023 on a 2.5-year contract. Messi has helped the team win its first two trophies. American tennis star Taylor Townsend has apologized for making disparaging comments about Chinese food before the United States plays Kazakhstan at the Billie Jean King Cup Finals in Shenzhen, China. The 29-year-old Townsend posted videos of local dishes, including bullfrogs and turtles, and joked she would need to, quote, talk to HR, end quote, about the quality of the food. Townsend got into a dispute with Yelena Ostapenko last month at the U.S. Open when she said the Latvian player told her she had, quote, no education, no class. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Russia and Vietnam have developed a mechanism to conceal weapons deal payments to avoid American and other Western sanctions, using profit from joint energy sector ventures to pay for defense contracts, according to internal Vietnamese documents obtained by the AP. Such arrangements could damage Vietnam's burgeoning ties with the U.S., especially under a president who uses the threat of sanctions routinely as a bargaining tool, and with the EU, which recently added a raft of new measures to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to end his war against Ukraine. With little chance of NATO membership for Ukraine, the country's Western allies have bought into an alternate strategy for helping it repel Russia. That's investing billions in Ukraine's weapons industry so it can better defend itself. If the strategy works as planned, the industry will eventually help equip US and European armies with cutting-edge drones and other military technology. Europeans have been taking the threat from Russia more seriously since the second Trump administration began signaling that NATO members shouldn't be overly reliant on the US to defend them. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British, Lithuanian and Latvian authorities have detained individuals suspected of spying for Russia. On Thursday, the Metropolitan Police arrested three people near London. On Wednesday, Lithuanian prosecutors uncovered a Russian-linked network planning arson attacks across Europe. Latvia's security service detained a man suspected of passing military intelligence to Russia. European security officials have warned of a growing sabotage campaign blamed on Russia. There have been around 80 incidents linked to Russia since the start of the war in Ukraine in February 2022. The incidents include arson and sabotage. A joint investigation team has been formed with cooperation from 9 countries. Protesters are hitting France with transport strikes, demonstrations and blockades, targeting the Paris metro and other sectors. This action is opposing President Emmanuel Macron's plans to cut funding for public services. Protests took place in Paris and other towns nationwide, such as Nantes, where union workers marched carrying a banner that read, "United for Social Justice, No to the Austerity Measures." Major trade unions are pushing for the abandonment of proposed budget cuts, social welfare freezes, and other measures. These cuts, aimed at reducing France's massive deficit, have triggered the collapse of previous governments. The government has deployed about 80,000 police officers to maintain order. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.